بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected brothers in Islam, we're continuing in the lessons on the makharij, or the pronunciation or emission points of the letters, and we are on the third letter of the lips. We spoke about the ba and the wow, which are both pronounced from the lips, and today we're beginning a third letter, which is the letter meem. The letter meem is pronounced from the outer part of the lips, or the dry part of the lips. The meem is a thin letter, meaning that when we pronounce it, we don't fill the mouth with sound, ma, but we make it thin and small, ma, ma. When pronouncing thick letters, you keep the jaws open, and when they're thin, you keep the jaws closed. Ma, not ma, ma. This is the sifa of the meem. It's a thin letter. Also, the meem is what they call a middle letter. It's not a shidda, it's not strong, where you pronounce it very fast. Ma. And it's not a soft letter. Ma. It's a middle letter. It's called the letter of tawassut, or middle letter. If you look here on the paper, there's a summary of the characteristics of the meem. It has jahar, meaning that the air doesn't flow in. It has humps. Im, the air stays inside the mouth. Tawassut means it's not shidda, it's not sharp, and it's not soft. Infitah means that it's keeping the tongue down from the roof of the mouth. Ivlaq means it's a letter of fluency, or a super letter, pronounces from the front part of the mouth. And Wunna, this is one of the letters. If you say Thumma, if you plug your nose, you cannot pronounce Thumma. I'm going to try it. Thumma. You say how much Wunna it is, right? Mima has the Wunna, the nasal sound. So if a person, if they have a cold, it's very hard to pronounce the meem from its correct makhraj, inshallah. So we'll talk about the sifat in detail in the future, inshallah. Here's a few rules for us today, inshallah, if you'd like to look at these rules. One rule is when you have a thick letter following the meem, make sure to keep the meem thin. Very common mistake is when there's a thick letter after the meem, we make the meem thick. So for example, mach, 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 masa. Mach, masa. It's a little bit hard. Mach, masa, right? It's easier to make them all. Mach, masa. Another example is marad. Marad, not marad. Marad. The third example, Maryam. See? Yirhamukullah. Alhamdulillah. Not much for you. Maryam, not Maryam. See how the ra is thick? So it's actually Maryam. Maryam. Not Maryam. Maryam. Also, when you have an alif after the meem, it's important to keep the alif thin. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ مَا أُنزِلَ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. And also the meem, when it's repeated, الرحمن الرحيم مالك الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. You have to pay more attention to pronounce it correctly. فتلقى آدم من ربه. See the two memes? آدم من ربه كلمات. One last rule, or one couple other rules, is that the meem, it merges with the noon. We have the noon sakin, for example, min malja. So what happens to the noon? Merges with the meem. Mim, it becomes mim malja. Mim malja. Siratan mustaqima. Not siratan, siratan mustaqima. Be careful here to make the meem two beats, because it has a shidda on it. Siratan mustaqima. And the meem is a moon letter, qamariya, which means you pronounce the lam. Al-maw'ud. Al-Maw'udah. Does anybody know what Maw'udah means? You ever heard of Wa'ad? Wa'ad is when before Islam they used to bury the baby alive. Maw'udah is the girl that was buried alive. So Allah says she will question her father on the Day of Judgment. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ The Maw'udah, she'll ask, why was I killed? Why, what she'll be asked, what wrong did she do? Maw'udah. And the last one is, the lamb is pronounced clear when it's in a, followed by the lamb in a verb is pronounced clear when it is followed by a meme. قُلْ مَا يَعْبُدُ بِكُمْ قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ So there's no joining of the lamb with the meme like in the previous it's the same as the previous الْمَوْءُودَ قُلْ مَا The lamb is pronounced clear inshallah. So these are some of the rules on pronouncing of the meme inshallah. It's important to make it thin and inshallah guard these characteristics. Would anybody have any question on the meme? No question? Okay. Would you like to recite a few ayahs? Yeah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Rajim. Remember the makhraj of the jim?
رجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مخمص مرض مريم والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك
قبلك very good جزاك الله خير
الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين
Very good. This, the alif is only is a little bit shorter, but two beats. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Rahim, you can elongate the Rahman. Unless you're stopping, then it's only two beats. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. If you stop, Ar-Rahman, it's okay.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din.
Very good.
فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ
Very good.
ثُمَّ الْجَأَ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا
Very good. جزاكم الله خيرا. جزاكم الله خيرا. Okay, here the Hamza is a strong letter. Mawuda.
Mawuda. Kulma yaba'u bikum rabbi lawla du'a'ukum.
Very good.
Mahmasah. Marad.
Marad.
Marad. Marad. مريم
مريم
مريم والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك
وما أنزل
وما أنزل من قبلك
Very good. Very good. جزاكم الله خير. جزاكم الله خير.
الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين
مالك Try to make the lamb from the makhraj side of the tongue without the nasal مالك
مالك يوم الدين
Very good
تتلقى
تلقى
تتلقى آدم من من ربه كلمات.
Very good.
Just passed.
Rahman Rahim Malik
maybe Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Malik, like that. If we connect the ayah, then you pronounce the kasra on the mim. Keep that. You don't say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki. You have to pronounce the vowel under the mim, the kasra. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki. Maybe that's what they're pronouncing, that kasra under the mim. Otherwise, you stop Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. You don't say me Rahim Maliki. That's a rule in Arabic. Whenever you stop on any ayah or anywhere in the Quran, you don't pronounce the last sound, the last vowel. You leave it off. Like, for example, here you have
Makhmasa.
Right? You don't pronounce the ta. Makhmasatun.
Marabun.
Marab. Sides of the tongue in the back. Marab. Marab. The blood, if this is your tongue, the blood, it comes from back here, on this side too. Marab, marab. You raise the back part of the tongue up towards the roof of the mouth, not from the front part. Marab, marab. Near the molar's teeth. You know the molar teeth? That's where the blood comes from, the sides of the molar teeth. Marab, marab.
Not marad.
Then it's coming to the tip, because the dal is from the tip.
Oh, yeah. It is converted.
It's the sides and it stops right here, and it's even the pressure. This part of the tongue is touching the roof. This part of the tongue is leave it soft. Mm-hmm. The other trick, the key is the bod is a soft letter, so you don't want to push it with a lot of pressure. Then it becomes dal marad. Sometimes when people try to pronounce the dot strongly, it becomes a dan. Marab. Marab. Just keep it soft, less pressure. Marab. Can you try it? Marab.
Marab.
Marabun.
Marabun.
Yeah, see? Try it. Marab.
Marab.
Yeah, see? Try it. Run up.
Marab.
Walau mo, walau mo. See how soft it is? Walau mo. It's easy if you make it easy.
Walau
mo, walau mo. Walau mo. Walau mo. Walau mo. Can you hold it in? Walau mo. Yes.
Close to the dal sound.
It's behind the dal.
Yeah, behind the dal, but the sound looks like dal.
It's thicker. Dal is thin. Yeah. Da, bo. You fill the mouth with the sound, you put the tongue up.
There's no zwal in at all.
No, it's not. That's from the tip.
Walad.
Yes. Jazakallah khair. Are there any questions? May Allah bless you with the Quran al-Azim. Jazakallah khairan. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. والحمد لله رب العالمين.